A journalist in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, says three masked gunmen approached the director of Horn Afrique Radio in a busy open-air market Wednesday and opened fire. The eyewitness, who declined to be identified, says Saeed Talil Ahmed and several other local radio station directors were in Bakara Market to attend a meeting called by the militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab.
We've been called by Al-Shabaab officials to attend in a conference. They said it will be held in Bakara. But as we were walking in the market with the Al-Shabaab officials, I saw Saeed Talil Ahmed being shot. We ran away and also we heard someone saying, "Shoot that one."
The second journalist targeted in the attack suffered a minor injury. The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists is calling for more international support to protect journalists in Somalia, noting that Saeed Talil Ahmed was the 11th journalist killed in the war-torn country since 2007. Al-Shabaab denied it was behind the latest attack, but the head of Reporters Without Borders Africa Desk, Ambrose Pierre, says the Al-Qaeda-linked group did not approve of the local media coverage of last week's election of moderate Islamist leader Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed as the president of a new unity government for Somalia. The government is being formed as part of a UN-sponsored reconciliation deal rejected by Al-Shabaab and other militant Islamist groups.
The Shabaab group is often responsible for the killings of journalists. And we know that the Shabaab group is unhappy with the election of Sheikh Sharif.
Elsewhere in the region, the decapitated body of Kenyan freelance reporter Francis Nyaruri was found last week dumped in a forest in western Kenya. His hands were tied behind his back, and family members say his body showed signs of torture. They say the journalist had received death threats after he had written a series of newspaper articles that linked a local police chief to financial scams, extortion, and other criminal activities. Pierre says he fears Nyaruri's murder could deter investigative journalism in Kenya.
It's intimidation. It's absolutely something new in this country. The possibility of being killed for your report is something which surely will threaten all the journalists in Kenya. So we are very worried and very concerned.
In December, the Kenyan parliament was severely criticized for pushing through a media bill that would give the government the power to license and control media companies and the content of their programs. President Mwai Kibaki says he will reconsider the legislation. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.